You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's the third of 3 hours of this weekend's Into Tomorrow broadcast for Friday, May 29th, 2020. Keeping in mind, we always use the Friday dates going into the weekend because of our stations carrying the program on Saturday, many on Sunday, some on both days. So if you're looking for our show notes and guest information, want to hear a call again, what have you, then you know that you can visit us at intotomorrow.com and check it all out because it would be there. In this case, you look for the weekend of May 29th. And I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
During our 25th year on the air covering consumer tech, Danny G in the control room, Kim working out of home, Coconut Creek, Beth in Naples, Erasmo in South Beach, or SoBe as the cool kids call it, Horatio in New York City, and Chris and I here in our Miami studios as well with some tech news and commentary before we get back to your calls.
North Dakota's contact tracing app has been violating its privacy policy.
Its own policy?
Yeah. Sharing sensitive user data with third parties. The state's Care19 app, which is one of the first contact tracing apps to debut in the U.S., is covertly transmitting location information to the search and discovery platform Foursquare and the phone's unique advertising ID to Google. Which, of course, begs the question, Foursquare still around?
Yeah, exactly. You haven't heard us talk about Foursquare in years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, while the rest of the data that's being shared, like the advertising ID, may seem harmless, it can prove rather detrimental to your privacy. This information is unique to you and is available to nearly every app installed on your phone. That enables advertising platforms such as Google to track you across various third-party services. That's how if you do a web search for an item or look for Amazon for an item, you then go to Facebook, you'll start seeing ads for that item.
Yeah, of course.
Facebook is using that ID to figure out what you're searching for.
And then bombard you with ads for that.
Yeah.
As if you wanted it.
Uh-huh.
And it's spooky because people say, how do they know? Well, that's how.
Well, we talked a couple of weeks ago how we were just talking about solar panels the other day. We weren't even searching online. And then, ironically, that day I start seeing ads on Facebook for solar panels.
I know. And it was because we were talking in the vicinity of a smart speaker.
That happened to be owned by or made by Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although Alexa would do the same thing.
This is true.
Man, just kind of, it's creepy. And, you know, why people wonder, why would you put spying devices in your own home? But we do. Because we want the benefits of these smart speakers. Speaking of Alexa, Amazon's Prime Day, as if something you're marking your calendar for, will be in September rather than July as the company copes with demand related to the pandemic. The company is said to be shifting slowly back to its pre-pandemic business operations and beginning to ship a wider variety of products. But fast delivery reportedly may not return for several months yet. Great. Even though you see all these Amazon Prime trucks running all over the country, they're still not doing fast delivery.
Well, they're delivering the things that the Prime members ordered 3 weeks ago. We did this at our studio. We needed some more soap in our offices.
And, oh, gosh.
And I finally found on Amazon they had an Amazon brand of refill soap. I went to order some. First of all, they'd only let me order one. Second of all, it was going to take 3 weeks to get here.
That's sad. And that's an essential item.
Right. And it said Prime eligible. It's like, even though it's Prime, it still takes me 3 weeks to get it.
And Prime eligible used to mean overnight or 2 days, right,
shipping,
at the most.
Sometimes 1 or 2 day free shipping.
Like millennials, they enjoy watching stuff. Baby boomers have a lot more money, which just kind of stands to reason, right? But that's why virtual reality and artificial intelligence pioneers are aiming innovations at the over 65 set. That, according to a new report by Ozzy. Even venerable senior advocacy groups are getting in on the action with Alcove. This is an Oculus platform featuring a virtual couch, windows, and a porch. Exciting, right? Chris is yawning during the story. Well, that doesn't encourage me doing a tech news piece when you're yawning. But the view from the windows might be crashing waves, a cityscape, or the rings of Saturn. Silicon Valley generally targets tech-savvy young folks, but with the senior population growing, some are embracing older tech in all the ways, including the folks being over 65. So see, there is hope for all of us. Don't think that you're outgrowing tech, because some companies, and more are being smart about it, are approaching the folks over 65 that have money. Some do.
I mean, I didn't feel old until the other day. One of my friends shared one of those memes on Facebook, and it had like 19 different cell phones, starting with the brick phone, which was number one, and then like an iPhone, which is like number 18, whatever. And it was, you know, which number was your first phone? And I actually commented with, number one was my first portable phone, but before that, I actually had one installed in my car with the cord.
That's true.
That's when I felt old.
And it converted to a transportable, like you'd carry in a briefcase, a rather big briefcase. But you had those kind of capabilities, and people were thinking, wow, you are old then. That's true.
I mean, I was a senior in high school, but I was also the only kid in high school to show up to my prom with a mobile phone.
That's right.
I mean, it was the big brick, and I had to take the battery off and put it in one jacket pocket. And
unscrew the antenna.
Put it in another pocket. But I had a phone.
He did. And he was the talk of the prom, because he was the only one that had a phone. Wow, that's one of them new mobile phones, isn't it?
And my clear beeper with the gold chain going to my pocket.
Again, the good old days.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The Food and Drug Administration has authorized a second at-home test for the coronavirus, one that can detect the virus using saliva samples. The test is made by a Rutgers University laboratory in partnership with Spectrum Solutions and Accurate Diagnostic Labs. The Rutgers test uses a saliva collection device and must be sent back to the lab for testing. You can only receive the test if it's been ordered through a physician. It costs about $100, and the lab will be able to process about 20,000 tests a day, they say.
Wow. Well, we're making progress along those lines, too. And obviously, you're going to see some numbers increasing because tests are increasing. So don't panic, folks. These are things that were expected to happen. But hopefully, people are still doing the right thing, staying safe, keeping some distance, not gathering hundreds or thousands at a time in a small place. I mean, some of it is just, come on, people, really. Use your head. But also, don't get carried away.
Yeah, well, and like I talked about in last hour's tech news, I feel better about driving a hot or a black SUV in South Florida when I leave it parked and it gets so hot inside, because they're doing this now with those Ford Explorer police vehicles
where
you can turn them into heaters to then kill the coronavirus inside.
Probably melts their laptops, though, too. I don't know.
It's only 133 degrees. It's not hot enough to melt.
Yeah, but still. Eesh. But let it cool down, open the windows, turn on the air before you get in. And no, don't try that at home and stay in the car. That's nuts.
Yeah, but we're getting into summer in South Florida. I'm driving a dark-colored SUV with black leather interior. I need to start keeping a towel in there for when you don't want to get into a leather car with shorts on in the summer in South Florida.
That's why I never wear shorts. A Syracuse-based company, Eagle Hawk, has created drones designed to spray COVID-19 killing disinfectants on sports arenas and stadiums to sanitize seats, railings, and walkways, allowing spectators to view their favorite sporting events in a virus-free environment as more and more stadiums and the like are trying to open, even with some social distancing, still want to make sure that you've got everything disinfected, right? The drone-based sanitizing system has received strong interest from a number of colleges and professional sports organizations. The company says it's consulted with the EPA to decide which sanitizing chemicals should be dispensed from the drone, safe yet strong enough to kill COVID-19. But Buzzkill, a medicinal plant expert and author, Dr. Cass Ingram, said the new system is a multi-city health disaster waiting to happen.
Okay.
So there's always going to be somebody that says, great, and then somebody else that says, no, not great. Oh, wonderful. Then what do you do?
Yeah.
So there's that. I don't guess that it's going to please everybody. And they're not talking about doing it while people are in the stands. Hello. This is while the stadium's empty and while you have access, and then you have these drones flying around. I've seen some video of some of the tests, and they're actually connected to rope lines and so forth so that they make sure to get all the areas from the top bleachers down, or seats and whatnot, and railings. And it seems to me like that makes a lot of sense. But then again, you're always going to have somebody that says, no, I don't like that because.
Yeah. There was news earlier this week of our own Miami Dolphins announcing that Hard Rock Stadium, the stadium they play in, they're turning into a drive-in theater.
That's interesting, because you would think that the cars are going to mess up the field. Well, because they are going to go back to playing some football semi-soon.
Yeah, but they do monster truck shows in these.
Yeah, stands. That's true. So obviously they're layering, you know, some nice dirt and then putting a tarp over everything. But they can only handle, I think it was 230 cars at a time.
That's pretty
max.
Decent for a drive-in.
Well, of course. That's true. And the resurgence of drive-ins anyway, those whose states' governors are letting them open, it's a drive-in. If they stay in their car and people will deliver snacks or you bring them from home and you tune in a radio station to hear the audio, what's wrong with that? If you're already together with the family, you're now staying with the family, going to a drive-in. In this case, it could very well be the Hard Rock Stadium for the Miami Dolphins. And you're watching a movie. Of course, they're also touting that they're going to be playing Dolphin highlights, which is really interesting because those are going to be short films. Yeah. But they're talking about, you know, classic films from the Dolphins over the years. Still the only undefeated team in NFL history. Thank you very much. 1972 Miami Dolphins, go team. But beyond that, I hope they're actually going to show movies. Now, that would be something fun we should take Cameron to, because he'd get a kick out of it. We're in the car. We'll bring our own snacks. And I'm assuming they haven't said, I don't think, but I'm assuming they're going to broadcast on a low-power FM signal or something for the audio. And that you watch a movie on their big screens that are in each end zone and stuff. And I think that would be neat. But they got to show a movie as well.
Yeah, they're going to have to. But yeah, it's an interesting way for them to keep making money, since obviously the stadiums sit empty. They don't make any money on them.
True. And you don't have to disinfect anything.
Yeah.
You're just driving in with your car. I hope to be among the 230 that can go, because I think it will be a unique experience, and we'll report on it.
Yeah.
Are you listening, Miami Dolphins?
Okay. Fujifilm has released new software that lets you use certain X-series and GFX series mirrorless cameras as high-quality webcams. The app is called Fujifilm X Webcam and works over USB, letting you benefit from much sharper lenses and larger image sensors than the built-in camera in your laptop. You're even able to use Fujifilm's renowned film simulation modes. The app is free, and right now it's only available for Windows computers. So, if you've got one of those Fujifilm X series cameras, you can use it for your Zoom meetings. And I've seen side-by-side comparisons online, and it's like using a 4K camera to send your Zoom video.
Very nice, but especially if you're in a Zoom meeting and you're the only one that's constantly out of focus or soft or cloudy or, well, of course, you know, wipe the lens as well, but whatever you got to do. But to imagine making it a really sharp picture. You know, I wanted you to check that out from the time that I was on with our friend Holland on RT America this past week. He was nice and sharp, and I was fuzzy.
Well, because you're using a laptop camera.
Well, yeah. I thought you were just going to say it's because I'm fuzzy.
Well, that too.
Yeah, of course.
I was trying to be nice.
Right. Looking to drive down the cost of its electric cars, Tesla has developed a low-cost, long-life battery that could change the dynamics of electric vehicles and the wider energy marketplace. I wonder if they used the long-life battery when they transported the astronauts to the launch pad. in the Tesla vehicles last week. That was kind of cool. A recovery and recycling program would see the batteries enjoy a second and or third life as part of the power grid. The power sharing aspects of the batteries would also allow Tesla to inch closer to its goal of being viewed as a power company. Which they're trying to do the same thing with holding power for homes, working with solar panels, although they've not gotten back in touch with me after a couple of weeks of trying to reach them. So I guess they're not that impressed about trying to be a power company, but that's certainly a main goal of Elon Musk's Tesla company. So we'll see how that develops, but that's kind of cool. I'm glad they're continuing to do research in many things, from space to batteries for your car. Harry in Port Huron, Michigan, listens on AM 800 CKLW. Hello, Harry. Welcome into tomorrow.
I'm a Windows 10 user, and my web pages load very fast, some of them. And then other web pages, it takes 30 to 35 seconds. I'm using AT&T, their DSL service here. What would be the cause of the slow web page loading? I use Microsoft Edge, the new version, and I also use Google Chrome as well. And I have the problem with both browsers. What can I do about that?
Well, Harry, it's hard to say without more information, of course, about your computer and your connection. But a number of things could be at play here. First of all, you mentioned AT&T DSL. So that might mean 100 megabits per second, or it might mean 3 megabits per second. So your connection speed can definitely be a factor if you're trying to load certain websites. Simpler websites don't assume or require a lot of bandwidth, but media-heavy sites do rely on faster connections to bring all of their assets down quickly. Your computer itself may also be the cause. Modern websites are pretty complex, and while some are very simple, lightweight, others do require a fair amount of memory and power from the computer.
Yeah, I mean, for example, there are sites out there that emulate Photoshop-style graphics editors or that lets you clip videos. Something like that will take a lot more power than a homeowners association site that hasn't been updated since 2002.
Hey, are you talking about my homeowners association?
I'm not mentioning the Moores by name, but maybe, yes.
Okay, great.
More RAM might help in some cases, but again, that depends on your computer's current specs. Chrome is a notorious memory hog, and the new version of Edge runs on Chromium, so it's likely not lightweight either, so memory might help. Windows 10 was Microsoft's big push to get people off Windows 7, and even XP in some cases, so it does run on some very old systems. You may have a computer that is already being taxed by its own operating system and struggling to keep up with the demands of websites that are demanding that it not just load, but also play different kinds of media.
Yeah, it's getting more and more taxing, certainly. Not less. So bandwidth is important. The machine is important. So it could be any number of variables, but do what you can, especially maybe add a little RAM. It never hurts. It'll help all of your other computing issues as well. Just speed things up in general. See if that helps. And then try to do what you can with anything else that you might be able to deal with. Harry, let us know what works well for you, and hopefully we can be of some help. Hey, do you get our free once-a-week tech newsletter? If you don't, you must. It's free. I think I mentioned no charge, and it's only once a week. And it's a double opt-in program, which means we don't spam anyone. We don't share your email address with anyone, in spite of the constant begging from people. 25 years we've been doing this. We don't share your email address. We're not going to start now. All you do is this in order to subscribe.
Stop by intotomorrow.com, and when the red box pops up, enter your email address. Then click the confirmation link that you'll get emailed.
Because you will get an email back, if all goes well, that says, are you sure? Then you click that link and voila, you'll be getting our tech newsletter. Visit us at intotomorrow.com.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Well, Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by Stream Guys, streaming media and podcasting solutions for the smartest businesses on the internet. Visit streamguys.com.
It's time for our Info History feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
IFA history, IFA history.
The history of electronic exhibitions began on December 4th, 1924, with the German radio show in Berlin, Germany, where the art of engineering was most advanced. The event attracted more than 200 exhibitors to display the new technical wonder machines on an area measuring 75,000 square feet.
Aye, Dave.
The public was excited. More than 180,000 people came to this event. They were fascinated by the detectors and the first valve radio receivers on show and to the fantastic new world of listening to something transmitted from distant locations to their home.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The show still exists as IFA and is one of the biggest consumer tech shows in the world. That's this week's IFA update brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
See, that's from tech history,
right?
Because it is a little tech history, is it not?
It is.
And IFA will go on, not quite as planned, but there will be a physical IFA this year because it was in doubt. They are set to go ahead with an innovative new concept following the decision by the Berlin government, though, to ban all events with more than 5,000 participants until late October. Last year, they had 183,000 attendees. This year, they're going to have less than 5,000 to keep it extra safe. But we will be among them, and we'll be bringing you further into tomorrow from IFA. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline as we have launched our 25th year on the air covering the latest in consumer tech. Products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. The show wouldn't be around for 25 years if it wasn't for you, our audience, and of course, your participation makes the show. So we do want to hear from you. For example, what have you liked about tech in the last 25 years? Or what have you disliked about tech? It both make for good radio. We want to hear your thoughts. So please let us know if at the same time when you call in, you want to share a little, hey, congrats on your 25th year. That's wonderful. But mostly we want to hear your thoughts about technology in these 25 years. And of course, the easiest way is the audio option on the free, updated, brand new, upgraded as well, Into Tomorrow app. Just search those two words on your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow. Or you can call the following toll-free number from anywhere in North America, 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686. Our next guest specializes in people power. I like how she says that, too. Certified speaking professional, On the Right Track Training and Consulting Incorporated, and the author of Alexa is Stealing Your Job. Rhonda Scarfe. Rhonda, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Thanks.
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much for having me here.
It's a pleasure. I think it's funny because between your PR folks and our producers, somebody made a note here about how to pronounce your last name, just like the one worn in the winter. Well, we're in Miami, so we don't wear scarves, but I kind of thought it was funny and that I would easily be able to pronounce your name. So we appreciate that. First, tell me a little bit about certified speaking professional and on the right track training and so forth. What is it that you do?
So I'm a professional speaker, trainer, author, consultant, and basically specializing in people power. I take the people that work in your organization, and I make them more efficient, show them different ways to do things that, you know, we just take for granted. We know how to do things. And so I'm sort of like the GPS at work. And I jokingly say that, you know, you can live in a city, you can live in Miami your whole life, and you know how to get from one point to the other. But do you ever put the GPS on, and it takes you a completely different way? And sometimes that way is way more efficient.
I like that whole terminology about you're the GPS at work. That kind of puts it in a very unique perspective. And then your analogy about, oh, look at this, the GPS is recommending I take a different route. I've never done that, but it was more efficient, less traffic, maybe no tolls, you know, those kinds of things that can really make a difference in your life and a better commute in that sense.
I like it. I do.
Ah, very good. So don't let negative attitudes ruin your day. I mean, these are some of the quotes on your site that I'm finding interesting as well, and that you help companies save time, money, and sanity. That last part especially makes a difference.
It does, yeah. Work is tough. It's not getting any easier, so let's do everything we can to make it not the worst part of our day, you know?
Yeah, very true. Now, what inspired you to write this book that Alexa is stealing your job?
Well, I've been a professional trainer for, you know, 30 years, and I always need to be sort of on the cutting edge. As people are saying, what's coming in the future? What's happening? I remember the transition to computers in the 80s, you know, that kind of stuff. And one day I flippantly said, well, you know, Alexa's stealing your job. And we were talking about artificial intelligence. And that's really what I have been talking about AI for a long time. A lot of people don't even know what AI is, never mind artificial intelligence. So I was explaining that, and I was explaining how there's so much out there that can make our life easier so that we can spend time doing things that have higher value to the organization. So the flippant little comment, Alexa is stealing your job, was where the whole idea came from the book. Because if you stick your head in the sand and you think that AI is not going to impact you, you are going to be looking for a job. Like, there is no question that AI is going to take over a lot of what everyone does. There's a lot of scary numbers being thrown out there. But if you're smart about it, we can do exactly what happened in the computer, you know, upgrade in the 80s, and you can actually create a better job for yourself.
I find it fascinating that in Chapter 4, A Dose of Reality, you actually list how likely is your job to be computerized, to be taken over by Alexa, if you will. Obviously, you're talking about artificial intelligence. It's not actually Alexa, your smart speaker, not so smart. And you've got what looks like, I don't know, 40, 50 pages of various occupations and the probability of AI taking over. Like, if you're in data entry as a keyer in data entry, 99% chance, you're saying, for an example, all the way down to recreational therapists, three tenths of a percent. So that's very telling, I think, especially these 40 some odd pages of look up your occupation. I haven't looked up talk show hosts, so I'm curious. But I'm convinced my own staff is going to replace me with just things I've said over the last 25 years, and they pretty much have it all. That could be the same sort of scenario. So I guess nobody is really safe in terms of a job situation with the fact that artificial intelligence, computerization in general, whether it's smart speakers or speakers that think they're so darn smart, somehow taking over.
Yeah. I basically say if you have, in whatever your job is, a task that you can write instructions for someone else to do, so if you're going on vacation or if you're in the hospital, you know, somebody else can follow that task instruction list to do something, then that can be automated. There's no question. So take out all the task base of your job. And, like, if you use, first of all, the data entry keyer, first, I don't even know that those jobs exist anymore. Like, that job went away a while ago, right? But if you can do a large percentage of your job and say it's very task-based, you're in trouble because that task stuff is going to very quickly disappear. So what else can you bring to the table? So if you take your talk show host, yeah, there's a lot of things that your job that can be automated. You know that. You know what the statistics look like in the radio industry.
But I am not a robot.
No, exactly. But the personality piece is the piece that you can't task away. So your thinking piece, you know, your ability to ask me the right questions, that kind of stuff. So everybody has a certain percentage of their job that is uniquely them, but it's not a large percentage. So how are you going to maximize that unique business, and how can you get more of it? So if you free up a lot of your time to do other things, what is the best use of that time? What are the other things that you can provide value to your organization for that are not going to be automated?
Ah, so because my next question was going to be, how can we prepare? You've kind of answered that
in that
sense there, too. But so many people, and certainly our audience, skewing to folks that are certainly into tech a little more than the average, perhaps, have been saying for years, well, yeah, one of these days, though, the robots are taking over in that sense. Yeah. Not necessarily a bad thing either in many examples. But the fact is, sure, as you very well pointed out, those kinds of tedious tasks that we might have been doing. You know, I talk a lot of times on the air about how my dad always said, hey, listen, as you grow up, I don't expect you to do what I do. Hey, don't worry, Dad. He was a milkman.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody delivers milk to homes anymore. And
Amazon.
Yeah, well, okay, good point. But certainly not a bottle at your door. And well, yeah, but good. Oh, see, now you got me. Now I'm going to have to correct my my analogies.
But
there,
we already know that Amazon is creating those, bots that are going to deliver things.
Yeah.
The little hovercraft that's in the air. The Jetson mobile is going to deliver it to your door, right?
Yeah, very true. We're going to be by drones anyway, so even the Amazon driver is going to be replaced as well. Don't think that's a job for the future that you'll be completely safe in. You also talk in your book about the Jetsons, of course, and we make reference to them all the time. Like, do you think you're Fred Flintstone living in a Jetsons world? And I think that has a lot of people saying, yeah, but some of those things are coming true, and look at this. We've got robots in the house with Roomba and things like that. But you bring up some good points about the world of the Jetsons, and are we actually becoming that now?
When they created that show back in the 60s, right? Like, we really are becoming. We've got automated, vehicles. They're getting those little George Jetson, flew around his little spaceship. They're getting those things. Yeah. I mean, they're already, in production, not production, but in discovery.
Sure.
We've got Rosie, our Roomba. Like, we've got a lot of that stuff. We have the microwave that they, I think, kind of invented on the Jetson. So, the people that wrote that cartoon were really forward-thinking, and a lot of that is already here. It may not look and operate exactly the same, but a lot of it is pretty close. Like, it's not a, it's not a stretch.
That's for sure. And of course, a lot of people make reference to just technology maybe sometimes getting away from us in many examples. But really, it depends on now how we use it. So do you think people are really afraid of Alexa and what AI can do?
I'm fascinated at how many people are afraid. And when I tell people I wrote the book, and they're like, oh, no, I'm never going to get that. And 9 out of 10 Americans are already using some form of AI. Maybe it's just Netflix. If you like this, you'll like this. Maybe it's, Amazon, you should buy this, too. Like, we're already using ways, how to avoid the police on the highway. And people don't even realize it, but they're afraid of what they don't know. So there's, that whole fear, I'd never have an Alexa. But the first minute you bought a cell phone, you gave away your privacy. Like, Alexa's not going to make any more difference, right?
Yeah.
But because they don't know, they're scared to death of it. And because they're scared to death, they're really hurting themselves professionally and personally from things that are designed to make your life better, more efficient, keep your sanity, save your money. Like, there's so much positive with AI. And people are just afraid of, the movies where HAL took over.
Rhonda, sorry to interrupt, but if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you to hold just a minute. There's another item or two we absolutely want to cover with you. And then we'll pay a couple of bills. Come right back as Into Tomorrow continues.
nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005. That's 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005.
Thanks for tuning in to Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We're talking with author Rhonda Scarfe, the author of Alexa is Stealing Your Job. And Rhonda, you bring up so many good examples of how we're already using it. I mean, just you don't stop and think about it. But yeah, the Netflix recommendations, the Amazon, well, you're going to likely to want to buy this too, whether it's an invasion of our privacy or you look at it that way, or that it's still computers that are saying, well, if you like this, you may also like that. And here's just offering up a suggestion, get out of my face kind of thing in many cases.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's part of AI. And 9 out of 10 people using it in various ways. If you talk to Siri on your iPhone or OK Google on your Android device, whatever. And of course, mine just woke up. Then you're using AI as well. And in many cases, hopefully most cases, it's to our advantage, you know, the ability to get a quick question answered or to do some math that you don't want to have to think or whatever, you know, how many carbs in something before I eat it, you know, whatever the case, those things have been very helpful to us. And it shows you that it's a path that is certainly a good path. I don't think they're going to take over like, you know, our lives and suddenly we're locked up by a robot.
I don't think so either. You know, I mean, yeah, that's what the movies did, and that makes for good entertainment.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's really what is going to be happening. At the end of the day, we still are in control, you know?
One of the other chapters in Alexa is Stealing Your Job, The Impact of Artificial Intelligence on Your Future by Rhonda Scarfe, is AI and Customer Service. That's a pretty interesting chapter as well, if you will, about, you know, some things that we don't even take, we don't even realize and or take for granted. Do you think that's a good thing, though, in a customer service standpoint? You mentioned it might not be so easy for artificial intelligence to take over my job yet, because there's got to be some personality involved, maybe. But what about dealing with customer service? Is this a good or bad thing?
I think it's good. I mean, if you think, let's say I want to call an airline and I just want to switch my flight from the 9 a.m. flight to the noon flight. And if I'm not going to use an airline because it's not fair to pick on one of them. But if I call, I'm going to get put into the queue. That takes 10, 15, 40 minutes of my, doesn't matter if it's 4 seconds. It's my time, right?
Yeah, it sounds and like you're calling Delta, but go ahead.
But I have to wait. And that may not be the best use of my time. Whereas if we had AI, it's not like you pay them by the hour. You can have a million different calls happening at the same time as long as your phone system allows you to have that, and why wouldn't it? And so when I call, I'm immediately going to get somebody. I'm going to say, I'd like to switch my flight to the noon. And because that's really easy to do, it's just going to happen. Now, if I need to escalate it and say, okay, I need to switch to the noon flight and I need to not go through Miami, but I want to circle through Fort Lauderdale, now maybe I need a person, maybe not, but maybe I need a person, and then I get moved up. Hmm. So you take all that, honestly, if you've ever worked on a customer service line, 90% of your calls are the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, I used to work in tech, and in the 80s, my 90% of my question was, is it plugged in? Like, honestly, that's what I did all day long. And I would love for someone to have taken away all those is it plugged in calls, because that's what the problem was, and then I could handle the real stuff that needed my brain power. That's not my brain power. So people that work on customer service would rather work on stuff that is a challenge, is interesting, is instead of just, yeah, your flight's fixed, next, you know, and people crapping at them. So I think it's a good thing.
Okay, terrific. I would love to be able to talk to you a whole lot more, so let's make sure we get you back on the show. You've got some excellent points and a great attitude about the whole environment involving computerization and artificial intelligence. And no wonder the book Alexa is Stealing Your Job, because it does make sense. You want to check out all the cool things that Rhonda has to share with you by getting the book. We'll link you there, too, but you can visit Alexa is StealingYourJob.com. I know it's a long URL, but you can remember that. And if not, we'll get you there when you visit us at IntoTomorrow.com. And on the right track, save time, money, and most importantly, your sanity. She could help you with that as well. Rhonda, we appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much. Look forward to talking with you again. There's so much more to talk about.
Thanks, Dave. Really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Again, you want to visit AlexaIsStealingYourJob.com, and we'll get you there, too. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Attention, those of you looking to go on a fun vacation and see the world on the cheap. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth even more in other countries, so there's never been a better time to travel outside the USA. The dollar is worth over $1.30 in Canadian dollars, and it's the same for Australia. You can fly there today and have fun and maximize your travel dollar. Your U.S. dollar is worth over $3 in Brazilian reals, and it's worth over $18 in Mexican pesos. Plus, in Argentina, it's worth over $27 in Argentine pesos. Just think of the bargains you'll get. And the way you get the cheapest airfare to any destination is by calling Tickets That Cheap. Save up to 75% on your foreign vacation tickets. Don't wait. Call now. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. That's 800-586-8571.
Hey Dave, this is Carl from Mantee, Mississippi. Just wanting to tell you congratulations on 25 years of Into Tomorrow.
Well, thank you, Carl, and your menagerie of what sounds like kids and animals and so forth. We love it. Carl in Mantee, Mississippi, with our congratulatory note from him for our 25 years on the air. We do appreciate that. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by Dexcom. Always know where your glucose is headed and how fast. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
I shall do just that. Bruce in Ridgeland, Mississippi, listens on Super Talk 97.3 FM. Hello, Bruce.
I just found out about y'all's show today, and I think it's great.
Thank you.
I can't wait to listen to it every week. I was wondering, Amazon Fire tablet, and was thinking of going to an iPad. Would that be better and give me more capabilities or not?
Well, Bruce, yes, an iPad, or for that matter, any other tablet, is a better device, and it will give you more capabilities. The question is whether they're capabilities that you need or perhaps just want. For example, there are iPads that can do fairly heavy graphics work, but you may just want to watch videos and read some websites. As long as your Fire tablet is serving those needs, you can replace it with another Fire tablet for considerably less money than the price of most iPads.
Yeah, now if you're looking for a specific feature, an iPad may be the way to go. But if you're only looking for a newer tablet that performs a little better, a new Fire tablet or any other Android tablet really, may be enough and cost far less. It's worth noting that if you're after extra capabilities, a small laptop, maybe one with a touchscreen, may be a replacement that is still portable, has a long battery life, but is capable of much more, and it may not cost you a lot more than some tablets.
That's true. In fact, this is where we would typically also say, take a look at Chromebooks, for that matter, because you can spend a whole lot less and get a lot more from a Chromebook, more so than you would even a Fire tablet, of course. So something else just to look into before you make those decisions. But Bruce, do let us know, because not only are we curious, but it would help others listening with a similar question when you tell us what your end decision was and how it's worked out for you. IntoTomorrow.com. We'd love to see you there.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. to participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks. Available in your app store or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.